Vertex Pharmaceuticals has broken ground on its new corporate headquarters at Fan Pier on the South Boston waterfront. The now Cambridge-based company plans to move into two tall glass buildings in 2 years. The Vertex office lease will anchor the larger Fan Pier development, which is going forward after years in the making. Many said it would never happen. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch was at the groundbreaking yesterday and reports the mood was almost one of relief.
It was the sort of event that almost made you forget the recession ever happened. Sharply dressed bankers and developers, the mayor and the governor, they took to a stage under a big white party tent with balloons and band lights. In front of them, a row of shovels and a neatly shaped pile of sand. When Matt Emmons, the CEO of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, stood at the podium, he said he's been to many groundbreakings before.
For those of you that haven't, I'm going to give you a clue. We like biomarkers in our business. The marker for these is the number of shovels. You will never see this many shovels again in your lifetime.
26 of them, each engraved with the details of the event and the date, June 22, 2011, around 4 years after this project was put on hold amid a worsening financial climate.
Hold it for a moment for the photographers.
As the row of white collars poised to dump their first shovelfuls of sand, technicians behind them readied confetti guns and smoke machines.
We'll do it on a countdown. 3, 2, 1, go!
Purple and white paper filled the tent like a snow globe, and you could practically feel years of frustration blowing into the harbor air. A prime piece of commercial real estate on South Boston's waterfront, finally under development. Vertex alone will move 1,300 workers here. The company's 1.1 million square feet of office space will anchor more buildings with a hotel, retail stores, restaurants, and condominiums.
It's going to create a lot of work for a lot of trades.
In his brown hard hat and suspenders, excavator Joe White watched the festivities from a distance. He'll be supervising some of the 1,000 new construction jobs here and says it's a long time coming.
Like the whole economy, everybody's been holding back on the building, and right now, this is opening up.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino hopes the Fan Pier development will be opening up even more. He's branding the Seaport District and the area around South Station and Fort Point Channel as the Innovation District.
There are developers we've met with who are looking at the Innovation District much differently than they had 6 months ago. But Vertex making their investment in this waterfront, they know there's great possibilities.
Those possibilities are finally becoming reality for Joe Fallon, the head of the Fallon Company developing Fan Pier. Over the years, as he's been fighting the tight credit markets to finance the development, he's also been staging events on the waterfront. Later this summer, bringing in cliff divers who will jump into the harbor from the roof of the adjacent ICA, the Institute of Contemporary Art.
The reason I'm bringing cliff diving, because if we weren't getting going, I was going to jump.
But the development is going to get going. Is it a sign the woes of the commercial real estate and construction industries are completely over? Probably not. Still, Fan Pier moving forward may be a sign they can start stepping back from the cliff. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.